This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister will inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus today via video conferencing. He will also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites to orbit. The state-of-the-art facility will have around 200,000 square feet workspace for designing, developing, integrating and testing multiple launch vehicles with the capacity to build one orbital rocket every month. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated countrymen on India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also expressed happiness over India winning the bid to host the Centenary Commonwealth Games 2030 in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, the Vice President said that this landmark development reflects the collective strength, talent and spirit of the nation's sporting ecosystem. India has hit out at Pakistan for its recent remarks on flag-hoisting ceremony at Ram Temple, stressing that the neighbouring country has no moral standing to lecture others. Briefing media New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, New Delhi rejects the remarks with the contempt they deserve. The Ministry of External Affairs called out China's arbitrary actions with regards to the detention of an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh in Shanghai Airport. Replying to a query on China, the spokesperson said, Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India, and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality.
Maintenance of peace and tranquility in the border regions is a prerequisite for the continued and overall development of India-China bilateral relations. Our position in this regard has always been very clear and consistent. Since October 2024, both sides have worked closely to maintain peace and tranquility in the border regions. Arbitrary actions by China involving an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh are most unhelpful towards efforts being made by both sides to build mutual trust and understanding and gradually move towards normalization of bilateral relations.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will co-chair the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministers' Dialogue with Indonesian Defence Minister Jafri Jamsuddin in New Delhi today. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence said, the two ministers will review regional security developments, discuss multilateral issues and explore new areas to deepen bilateral defence cooperation. A Delhi court has sent Soyab, the seventh accused in the Delhi Red Fort blast, to 10 days custody of National Investigation Agency. He was arrested in Faridabad by the investigating agency. Soyab was presented before the Patiala House Court yesterday, which sent him to NIA custody. The court also extended the custody of another suspect, Amir Rashid Ali, by 7 days. According to NIA, investigations have revealed that Soyab had provided logistical support to terrorist Umar Unnabi ahead of the 10th November car bombing that killed several persons and left many others injured outside the Red Fort in the national capital. The Election Commission today said more than 50 crore 59 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision, Phase 2. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls has commenced on 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 7 February next year. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places of Punjab and fog at isolated pockets over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Himachal Pradesh today. Uzbekistan's Grandmaster Javokhir Sindorov has clinched the FIDE Chess World Cup title in Arpora, Goa today, defeating Chinese Grandmaster Wei Yi in the final. 19-year-old Sindorov has become the youngest ever player to achieve the feat. After the classical games of the final concluded without a decisive result, Mr. Sindorov secured the championship by winning the second 15+10 rapid tiebreak against the Chinese Grandmaster. And that is the end of this news bulletin.